I want to be the boss. I want to be the boss. I want to be the boss. How many times have we all thought that when we were in various positions, when we were working for different companies, working for different people, we wanted to be the boss. And oh my, we could do the job so much better than the boss. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. I want to be the boss. My goodness sakes. It's really childish when we think about it, but and yet it's not. How many times have you worked for a company where they were doing something not quite as efficiently as they could? And the boss was a good boss, but he was so busy with everything, he didn't realize how inefficient he was in certain areas, especially the area where you're working. And so, you think of all sorts of ways that you could do the job that you're doing more efficiently, more effectively, more beautifully. You could make a beautiful boss. Of course, you're only thinking of the one area that you're in. You're not thinking of all the areas that the boss is in. But you think, I could do that better than anybody else. Well, that's the time to do your job to its utmost, to do your job like a master, to do your job so beautifully, so perfectly, so wonderfully, that if the boss did recognize that you did your job, he would say, well done. He wouldn't say, oh, you did that beautifully. Oh, my goodness, you did that better than anybody else in the world. No, don't expect that. Don't expect anything. Just do your job the way you're expected to do it, and then add a few pluses to it. Add a few pluses to it, a few things that you know would make the job more efficient, more effective, more beautiful. And don't say a word about it. If you have the humility to do the work and do it wonderfully and do it better than it has ever been done before because of your current skill and your current ability, and say nothing to anybody about it, just have your job well done. And if your job is done so that you have done your job in less time than it should take, then go on and do other jobs. Oh, but I'm only paid for one. I'm only paid. Don't think that way. You are paid to do as much as you can to benefit the company and, believe it or not, to benefit yourself. For every time you do something extra, you think of something extra, you concern yourself with something, not in your particular bailiwick, but in your area where you have an opportunity to show or share how well you can do it, then do it. Do it and do it beautifully. But do it quietly, do it unobtrusively so that people don't realize that you're doing it. Do it with all your love, unconditional love, not with spite, not with saying, it took three guys to do the work that I do. Don't say that it took three guys to do the work you did. Actually, the boss did all the things that all of you are doing, and he ended up being the boss because he didn't think he was doing somebody else's job. He was just doing his very best, and little by little, he ended up owning the business. He ended up running the business. But he learned, as we all have to learn, it's not a matter of how much we can do. It's how much we can encourage our staff to do. It's how much we can encourage those who are around us to do. It's how much we can get done with what we have and have it be done efficiently, effectively, beautifully, fantastically. The thing I admire so greatly about Steve Jobs is everything that he has chosen to put out, he put it out like it is one of the greatest magical gifts the world has ever received. And it is. And many try to copy it, many try to emulate it, and many will copy it, and many will emulate it, many will come out with ones similar to it. But you watch, every one that comes out
will lack that quality that says, I must own that. That is so beautiful. And you may not never even need it. You may never even have a purpose for it, but you must own it because it is so glorious. The great, beautiful cars that you see on the road today, you look at them and you see they're trying to be something. They're not making it, but they're trying. And in their trying, they're trying to be what Steve Jobs does so beautifully. He is making something that people want. And these car designers are making cars that they think people want. But they're making the big mistake. They're not making the one choice that would make all the difference in the world. Would they want that car? Are they making that car for themselves, or are they making it for others? And so long as the car designers design cars with the public in mind, with what the people want, what the people need, what the people are going to buy, they're not going to have the magic gift that Steve Jobs gives to his product. Now, Steve is no unusual person. He's just a fantastic guy who likes himself and likes what he does. And everything he does with the idea that it's got to express the quality that he is, the magic that he is, the being, the utility, the facility that he is. Now, can you do that? You want to be the boss? Can you put out a product that people want?